Hey, how's it going? How you been? What's scrappin'?
The weekly scratch, motherfuckers.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the weekly scraps, episode 64. We got UFC 247 coming up. Yeah. Big weekend. Big weekend of fights. We got Jon Jones versus Dominic Reyes. We also have Valentina Shevchenko making a return against the one and only Caitlin Chookagian, the blonde fighter.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to discuss. I got my friend here, teammate, training partner, also new GM at the gym at Law MMA Residence, Stephen Jamal Lee.
Stephen Lee, that's it. That's perfect.
You might better know him as Jamal. From the guy from the Instagram.
Yes, guy from the Instagram.
That's him. That is him. Dude, we had a crazy weekend out
awesome
in PA.
Weekend.
3-0.
Clean sweep.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Who do we have on there?
My brother, Kelvin Sterling, had a great win over a guy. I didn't even know he was 4-0 at the time.
4-0. I think he beat one of our other guys from the gym, too, earlier.
Yeah. Pereira making his debut. Mm-hmm. I think it might be a little bit worse that I didn't even know my brother's record was 4-3.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even realize he had that many fights. This guy's fighting like every other weekend. That's awesome.
Yeah, I loved it. But I was like, don't pay attention to the record. He's never fought no one like you. You're 100%, way tougher than this 100%. Kid. Go smash this guy.
I mean, I told him early on, like before, I'm like, this kid's like, this is a kid.
Exactly.
This is a kid. You're not losing to no kid. And he's like, I'm not losing to no kid. And that's it. You got the job done.
Exactly. That's pretty much sometimes the mindset you just need to have when it's just like, well, my testosterone has been around a lot longer than yours, and I should win just because of that.
Yeah, 100%. No, he wasn't going to lose that one.
He looked good, chopped the legs down, a lot of low kicks, defended some takedowns, got taken down, got back up.
Yeah, defended well.
So it was good. A good learning fight, growing fight.
Definitely.
Beat a guy like that undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Nassim Sidikov.
Yeah.
Big win,
man. I mean, he made that probably closer than he needed to, but man,
a lot closer.
Like, I thought he was gonna. I mean, he definitely probably had the ability to put the guy away, but
round one. I thought the fight was over. I was like, oh yeah, touched him up just like pad work, and I thought the fight was over.
When he had the back too, oh my god, I thought the guy was gonna. You could see actually his hand come up for like half a second, thinking about I might call it, but I guess just get just enough space to fight out of it.
That Kid Harris, really tough dude, and it was interesting because. Because this is the second time at least Nas has told this to us. He said the kid was on his back because the last fight, the kid was on his back early, but he got out. Mm-hmm. He said, but he's talking to his opponent. He's like, they're throwing like, the little short punches.
Yeah,
and he's like, bro, when I get out, you're fucked. You're fucked when I get out of here. So it's like, I find that so hilarious because I'm like, as an opponent, you're in a dominant position. You're probably like, well, I feel like I'm winning right now, but shit, if you get out, what's going to happen?
I mean, I'm not going to let you out just because you said that now. Like, when I get out, you're fucked. Like, all right, well, then you're not getting out.
Yeah, I'm like, see, I thought about letting you out, but nah, the way you sounded, I don't know. It might not be good.
I thought out of all the fights, like that was the biggest growing fight.
For sure.
Nas, I think that's a big learning experience for him. I think that's one of those fights that in the long run is going to help him out a lot.
Yeah. He did a lot of great things. I think he fought a little emotional.
Yeah, I think so too.
A couple of times throwing like some haymaker
that
bombs.
He really didn't need to. Maybe you get hit once and then you're like, all right, now I got to hit him back. So maybe it was one of those situations. But
I think Ray was in the back. Ray was in the back and he said, you like winded up the punch from your ass.
He did. That's what
I was dying.
Yeah.
But all good stuff, man. And then we had, of course, our last fight, main event, short notice fight. Also, Kelvin took the fight on short notice.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks. And James got the fight on even shorter notice.
Even shorter notice, yeah.
6 days.
I mean,
6 days.
These were all guys basically brought in to lose.
Yes.
And every one of them showed out. I mean, look, I'm telling you right now that those CFFC guys are not happy with what James did. That guy, he took his arm home with him.
I'll tell you what, though. They put some respect on that name now.
Oh, yeah, no. Everyone's going to remember James now. I mean, you see, he's on ESPN MMA. Like, there's...
Yes.
I mean, that video
big stuff.
Viral. Holy shit. Oh, that arm break is freaking this. That was nasty.
When I see something like that, you see that you're being brought in to lose. Now, the next time you show up for the promotion, you're like, are you going to write the check or do I need to break your goddamn arms too?
Yeah.
And then once you do that, they're like, yeah, I remember what happened to the last guy.
He's their guy now. That's their champ. Like, whether they like it or not, that's their champ.
And what I do love, though, at the end, the president did come over and said to James, and I got to hear this myself, whatever you want to do, 35 or 45, you let us know. You, pretty much told him, you're calling the shots. Oh, I was like, awesome. See, James, all you got to do is whoop a little ass. Everything just, it's like you just right the ship. It's like when your kid acts up, you know, you got to spank them and discipline them. But when he, next thing you know, they're back in line. No, they understand.
He gets rewarded for doing something good there. Yeah, look, that was awesome. Was a huge win for him. And Sabatini's, you know.
Tough dude. Tough submitted dude. So many guys.
Yeah, black belt, legit black belt himself. So
yeah,
I think he's actually got some like jiu-jitsu wins over some Sarah guys too. So I'm sure that feels good for James to get that one back.
Big feather in the cap.
Oh yeah, no, that was awesome. Good
got
for James.
Got some hardware to take home.
100%. Hopefully, you know, he gets a shot now at the contender or like, you know, just a short notice fight in the UFC too. I think that's completely possible.
Very possible. Yeah. I mean, we got some cards coming up. He could definitely jump on. I am hoping that he could get on the contender series. Maybe with one more fight at bantamweight, get him down to get really
acclimated to
To getting down there, and he's just a bigger guy out that way. He's a little bit. I don't know. I'm more ripped, but he's definitely a little taller than me, and might carry a little bit heavier weight than I do.
I think so. The walking around weight overall,
So that's a big bantamweight.
Yeah, super happy for him.
We're like Team Alpha Male, the lightweights. We're like the East Coast
version. It's starting to become that way, isn't
it? Yeah, we're the East Coast version.
I mean, but that's what happened. And everyone's so competitive, too. So it just everyone's level kind of gets brought up. Like, you see Marab and James sparring every other weekend.
Yeah, and Naoki's in the mix.
Naoki's in there, too.
I mean, who else we got?
Pumi, obviously.
Pumi. Can't forget Kid Turbo.
Can't forget about Kid Turbo.
Didn't forget you, Kid Turbo.
You're welcome.
Other than that, man, congrats to you guys, man. That was a huge fight for everybody. Mm-hmm. Great Marab. I think that was, like, the first fight card of the year for us, right? I think the start of the year.
Yeah, with everyone on there.
Yeah.
I mean, big weekend for everyone. 3-0.
This weekend we got Damian Nelson fighting at Traian. Yeah. Next week we have Dennis Bazukia making his return. Diana, I can't say her last name.
Yeah.
Diana K.
There we go.
Lauren's not on the card anymore, right? No. And neither is Ed.
Neither is Ed or Quiet Man, but I think we got a couple
there's
people.
There's four people, I think.
I think we got
Justin, Kid Montalvo. Kid, how can we forget
and I think,
that guy?
Patrovich. So
Patrovich. Oh,
I think we
there
still
it is
got
right
four,
there.
Card, four guys on the card. So
pretty stacked. That's going to be AC next week. Mm-hmm. Other than that,
February 21st.
Nope. We skipped somebody. How the hell could we ever
Damian's
do that?
Damian's next weekend, February 15th.
We skipped the whole week.
Oh, shit.
February 15th, New Mexico.
Oh, man.
Fucking the machine.
Marab, holy crap. You should have seen him last night. The guy was on fire.
Yeah.
I've never seen
the fury. Don't trust me. Yeah, I was there. I lived it. With one hand, I lived it. I was like, man, I don't know if I can do this anymore.
That dude's ready. He's ready to fight.
I'm super excited for that. Can't wait to get out there for him and for him to put on a show. Next up for this weekend, we have UFC 247, headliner John Jones versus Dominic Reyes. Now, let's take a look at the card. One thing that I noticed is Andre Ewell fighting Jonathan Martinez. Mm-hmm. Ewell just seems to be fighting all the time now. It's like the bantamweight Donald Cerrone at this point.
Every weekend.
Yeah, so he's been there, been in the mix. Definitely has not wasted any time. Who else we got on this? Oh, that Miles Johns guy. He was in the Contender Series fighting Mario Bautista at bantamweight as well. Journey Newson versus Domingo Pilate. He trains at 4 Ounce MMA in Texas.
I can't lie. I don't know those.
These are all pretty much guys. New guys besides Andre Ewell at this point. He's not a veteran yet, but he's probably, I think this is his fourth fight on his contract, so he's pumping him out.
Yeah.
None of these other fights, I'm not going to say they don't excite me because I feel like that's disrespect, but they don't excite me.
I mean,
as much.
Derek Lewis, Aleir Latifi, if that's a one-round fight, that could be amazing.
Oh, that's the main card.
Yeah.
Those are fine. The next one on the prelims are like, okay, we'll watch it, drink a couple
of
beers.
How many of those
shit?
Have Wikipedia pages?
Ooh, you put some salt on that wound right there.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to attack anyone.
Throwing shots.
What I'm saying.
Doing the Masvidal. What's that? I'm going to kill you.
It's tough.
Do something.
To be excited when no one knows. Ah, look.
Do something.
Oh, my God. Hopefully they have good fights.
Yeah.
The main card.
Yeah, the main card. Oh, card opener. We have Derek Lewis taking on Aleir Latifi, who's back up at heavyweight.
Yeah.
In the UFC, he was always at light heavyweight, though, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think the beginning of his career, he started off as heavyweight. But I'm excited for him, man.
Yeah,
he's the guy who rides the horse.
Yeah. He's the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah, Greek goddess.
This guy.
Greek god.
Whatever.
Something like that.
No, he's I don't know how. He's, how tall is he? 5'8", 5'9"?
5'10".
Wow.
5'10".
Fight heavyweight. All right, that's going to be interesting.
Record of 14-7 plus 220 underdog. He's coming off two losses to Volkan Ozdemir and Corey Anderson, mm-hmm. while the Black Beast is coming off of a split decision win over Blagoy.
Ivanov.
He's a minus 280 favorite with a record of 22-7. This should be a good fight. Yeah. Before that, he had back-to-back losses against Daniel Cormier and Junior Dos Santos. So he's back in the win column. For him to get another win over a guy coming up trying to make his claim at the heavyweight division, letting the heavyweights know that he has arrived, this mm-hmm. is going to be a big monumental fight for both these guys. Stylistically, we saw what DC did to Derek Lewis.
Yeah.
Latifi's Greco? I think a Greco or freestyle.
I thought it was Greco.
Yeah,
I
mean, Greco wrestler, international. So I think he has the goods to really stifle the game. We see how he fights. If he doesn't land in one of those haymakers, he takes you down and he can control you the entire time.
That being said, not many people can control Derek Lewis on the ground.
6'3",
and then he just has a weird way of getting up. Sometimes just... like, you know, like people, like you see like a lot of casual fans, like they're yelling, get up. Derek Lewis just does that though. Sometimes he just stands up. I've never seen anything like it. Like DC's got great top control.
Yes.
And this dude just benched him off him. So, which could explain
why. He's a strong dude.
Oh, 100%.
6'3", 79 inch reach. And Latifi's 5'10 with a 73.5 inch reach. My reach is 71. So that's saying something right there. But I don't know. This is going to be a very interesting fight. I think stylistically, the favor should... I think this is a live dog for Latifi.
I 100% agree with that.
But Derek Lewis hits like a fucking Mack truck. Yeah, and he can connect. And you know, when he makes that face and he stares you down.
Yeah, that's...
and he wobbles to the side and he's walking you down. And he's like, I'm about to hit you with one of these,
that's a problem.
These cannons.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a
kinda
problem.
Kind of
scary. I could see that going either way. I'd probably give it to Lewis, but...
in three rounds.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Mirsad Bektik, who is a minus 145 favorite with a record of 13-2, trying to bounce back from a ground and pound loss. Ooh, jab to ground and pound. Yeah, that was a weird one. Yeah. To Josh Emmett.
Mm-hmm.
Round number one. Taking on Dan Ige, who is a plus 115 underdog. Now, Ige is 5'7", 71 reach. And Bektik is 5'8". With a 70 injury, so relatively even.
Mm-hmm.
Ige is on fire though of late. He's been getting some finishes in there. Yeah. He's been getting some decision wins in there.
4-5 streak. That's pretty good.
I mean, he did lose a decision to Julio Arce.
Yeah, but Arce's tough, you know.
Exactly. So he was on a contender series. He won rear naked choke. The next one, Arce, he lost a decision in his UFC debut. He beat Mike Santiago ground and pound in round one, like 50 seconds. Ran through him. Jordan Griffin decision. He beat Danny Henry, rear naked choke in round one, and then his last fight, Kevin Aguilar, unanimous decision. It just seems like the guys he's supposed to put away, he puts away.
Yeah,
and the guys that I think he's going to put away, like a Jordan Griffin or a Kevin Aguilar, he runs into the decision. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to tell exactly how good he is,
exactly.
But he's definitely a crafty grappler mm-hmm. by trade. With some solid striking as well. Bektik, I don't know what he's really good at. I think he's more of an all-around just...
Yeah.
Good fighter,
got
like he's good
striking,
everywhere.
Yeah, good takedowns. I think.
What about that fight he had with
Elkins.
Darren Elkins?
That's what I'm thinking
what
of.
What the fuck was that?
I mean, that's one of those fights where I mean, he was in control the entire time, dominating, and then Elkins just comes. I mean, that dude's gritty as
the
hell.
Damage took the a lot of damage.
100%.
To give that
nickname.
Damage.
One of the worst tattoos I've ever seen, but still, like, gets it done. I mean,
worse than Alan Belcher.
Oh, you're right. That's a close one. That's up there.
That's a pretty fucked up tattoo.
No offense, guys.
Bektik, both these guys are both 28 years old. Bektik's mm-hmm. training out at TriStar Gym, so he's probably gonna have a good game plan. 6-2 in the UFC. Ige is 28, training out of Extreme Couture right now. Oh, he's from Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay. I didn't know that. But he's on a 4-5 win streak. He's feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a slight underdog. I can see him potentially getting an upset here.
Yeah,
which is not
close.
A minor upset.
Mm-hmm.
But you got like Bektik, he beat Ricardo Lamas, split decision. Godado, Pepe, he beat him by body punch.
Oh,
round one.
That was a good fight. No, that was a good finish.
You know, so he seems more battle tested mm-hmm. than Ige. Damn, so now I'm like contradicting my damn self.
No, but it's tough. Like Ige's he's kind of right now, he's got that streak going on, so he's probably feeling good. And obviously Bektik, he just lost pretty decisively. So I'm sure like...
This kind of reminds me of Touchy Feely versus Sadiq Youssef. In the ways that it's
the veteran
versus the new up and comer. I would still consider Dan Ige an up and comer.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, look, 4-5 win streak. Bektik's still young. You know, he right now he still just hasn't shown he can beat like that upper echelon of guys.
But I mean, Ricardo Lamas is that upper echelon. But even though he was on a downside of his career, because he did want to retire if he was going to lose that fight, he said. He ended up winning, stuck around for a couple more fights, and I think this was one of those fights that were he stuck around for. So it's hard. It's really hard to say, because you got to really just like see at which point in time did he beat these guys. Mm-hmm. Did he beat those guys when they were in their prime?
No, that's important.
Or did he beat those guys when they were like, I'm just kind of just trying to collect the paycheck.
Exactly.
Maybe I'm just going to try and win and see what happens. Obviously, everyone wants to win, but
of course.
You're definitely more motivated when you first get to the UFC.
Exactly. When you're hungry, going for that belt. Exactly.
Exactly. It's different type of motivation levels.
Mm-hmm. This is a close fight. It really could go either way. I mean, I think it just... Who shows up on the night? Yeah. That's it.
I fuck with both guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not picking. Yeah. I don't like to pick.
It could go either way.
I'm Mr. Feeney on the fence. We got Juan Adams, -230. Oh, favorite. 5-2 record.
Oh, wow.
Taking on Justin Taffa, who is a +180 underdog with a record of 3-1. What is going on with these records these days?
Is this on the main card?
This is on the main card.
Interesting.
I'm not really getting it. I mean, I guess I get that they're heavyweights, but
I mean, look,
both guys have
Look, I think this is just, you know, this is the new UFC model, man. We got the whatever's the main card or whatever the main event is. That's the selling point.
That's the selling point. It's starting to feel like, and that's what boxing is, I think. Where,
and that's what I think UFC kind of avoided for so long.
Yes, but, and now it's starting to feel like they just need a main headliner, and then it's just like whatever else is
around.
Yeah.
Juan Adams, 5-2, lost to Greg Hardy, Justin Taffa. I don't know who that is. What's the next fight?
He did lose to that guy, Cuban guy. Is he Cuban? Jorgen De Castro.
That sounds Cuban.
That guy is a good fighter.
Oh, wow.
He fought out in Australia. Yep, we saw him when Al fought.
Okay.
And we were out there for that one. Israel Adesanya versus Robert Whittaker.
Okay.
Taffa is 26 years old, Australian. He's 6 feet tall, 74-inch reach. Juan Adams is 6'5", with an 81-inch reach.
Was that his last fight with Greg Hardy? Is that the one where he shot in and just...
And kind of just hung out there.
I don't want to watch this fight. I'm not watching this fight. Next one.
He's a really nice dude, though, man.
He's very much seemed like
weight.
It.
He's a big motherfucker. Kraken. Yeah.
But like, is he cutting weight because he needs to cut weight? Like Brock Lesnar needed to cut weight to make 265. But like,
I'm not gonna say he's jacked. Brock
Lesnar.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, is this guy walking around? Like,
yeah. Still a I think that's big different. Guy. But I don't know. I'm leaning towards. I don't know who I'm leaning towards. Both these guys have less than 7 fights. What the fuck is this? You know, it's so like, I don't know.
Man, the UFC's not going to be happy with you after this episode.
I'm trying to look at the track record. Well, Juan's finished everyone he has beaten. Yeah, everyone he's beaten, he's finished.
Who's he beaten?
Chris Rose, LFA. He beat Bryce Coe. He beat Dwight Gibson at LFA. Contender Series, he beat Sean Teed, finished him, who I believe was a Cage Fury champion. And he beat Chris De La Rocha, a UFC, round 3. So... He's a finisher. He's had one fight go to decision. He lost to that wrestler, Arjan Bueller.
I thought he was a wrestler.
I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
What is he then? Oh, my God.
I thought he played football.
Is that what it was?
I think. I mean, you're 6'5", big as fuck. I hope he played football.
I thought he fought, whatever. Look.
I stand by my opinion.
I think the UFC should just cut everyone out of the top 10 of the heavyweight division and make every fight one round. Except the title fights. Make those 3 rounds. Boom. Done. Solved.
Problem solved. Bro, this guy's got one of the best afros in the game, though.
Right now. Yeah. No, look. If we're talking about hairstyle, I'll give it to him. No, he won that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to say Juan Adams is a -230 favorite, and Taffa is a +180 underdog. I will say, I don't know. I don't know much
about
these guys.
Use that information as you will.
As you will. They seem like nice people.
They do seem like nice. These are bad guys. I respect it. I mean, I respect any fighter that's willing to put it out there, you know? That's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot of people...
Put their balls or their tits on the line.
Yeah, for real. Jesus. But And a lot of people, they don't have that in them. You know, they talk about it for, we know people like that.
Would you put your tits on the line?
I'd rather not. Look, I'll go
so
out.
So would you put your balls on the line?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I wasn't sure which one you had.
I hate you. What's the next fight?
All right, here we go. Co-main event, Valentina Shevchenko, the reigning defending champion. She is a minus 1,400 fucking favorite. Jesus. That's crazy. Christmas. 18-3 record, taking on our girl Caitlin Chookagian, the blonde fighter. She is a plus 750 underdog with a record of 13-2.
Crazy odds. I would actually, you know, based on those odds, I would actually like put money down on Caitlin.
Yeah, why not?
That's crazy. Minus 1,400.
I think this might be the first time I actually bet on a fight.
Yeah, no, seriously, that's crazy.
Now, Caitlin trains with us, but she doesn't like fully train with us, so I don't feel bad betting
I think
on her. And I would never bet on like one of you guys.
Yeah, I
would
never do that. Yeah, exactly.
And I wouldn't, you know, I never, obviously never bet against you guys.
Of course.
But I'm never going to bet on you guys. But I have enough inside information where I feel like I'm very confident in the work she's put in. I'm like, with these odds, hell fucking yeah, why not?
100%. And she works with our strength and conditioning coach. Yeah. Shout out to Tony Ricci.
And we've seen her work with Pumi. So yeah, we've seen some inside looks. I rolled with her. I know she's tough on the ground. Thus, Tina Shevchenko, she just seems more like a bull. They're both counterfighters. Now, here's my thing. They both fought Liz Carmouche, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So, Caitlin lost a split.
Okay.
But
that, how long?
And that was a close fight. That was in 2016.
Okay.
Now, Valentina's last fight was Carmouche, yeah. And that was a decision, but it was super...
Nothing happened.
Non-eventful.
No.
At all.
I really can't remember any... I genuinely cannot remember any highlights from that fight.
I think she dropped it once.
It's possible.
Maybe twice. But even with that, it was like so lackluster in terms of activity. And they're both counterfighters. Mm. Same thing with Caitlin. She's a counterfighter as well. And I told her, I said, like, I could see you guys' fight going that direction, being very similar to Valentina's fight with Carmouche, being that you guys are both counterfighters. The difference is Caitlin's footwork. I think it's pretty beast. Mm. She's long and rangy, and she knows how to use it.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to stand there plotting, trying to trade with her. And I don't mean plotting in a, like in a bad way, but like even like Jessica Eye, she likes to box. Sometimes she moves her chin up.
Exactly.
And she knows that. Mm. I've spoken to her about that. And she's asked me like certain times she's hit pads or stuff. Like, does it look noticeable from the outside? Mm. You know, I get my positive critique, you know, so just to be honest about it. Not like, oh, no, you look great. And I'm going to tell you the fucking truth. 100%. You know, I want you to get
you
better.
You have to, exactly.
Yeah. So that's a different style. Styles make fights. I truly do believe Caitlin's got the goods for this one.
No, agreed.
And like I said, this you can't lose on this. This is a ridiculous odds.
Oh, yeah, no. Plus 750. Come on, that's crazy. And also, like, I mean, just listening to Caitlin speak about it, because, again, we do have a little bit more inside knowledge on this stuff, just because, you know, Caitlin does train at Longo Weidman, 1 Commercial Avenue, Garden City.
Go check that out.
But, I mean, I think she does have the right attitude, just because a lot of people, you know, they speak about Valentina like she's like Mike Tyson, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and in reality, and again, I'm a Valentina fan, too. She does only have that one finish as of late. She also, like, over Jessica Eye, who's not really the most...
she's got two.
Priscilla Cachoeira?
Yeah.
I'm not going to count that. I straight up... Priscilla Cachoeira is 0-4 in the UFC with a USADA violation. And before that, she was undefeated because she boxed up Brazilian street moms, all right? These are facts, people. She was brought in to lose to Valentina so she could have a fight at the belt. I digress. Okay, that was... again, Priscilla might be the nicest person. Man, I'm such a dick. Priscilla might be the nicest person.
Hey, these are Snapple facts,
these
I
are
guess.
Facts, look. And so really, Valentina has one, in my opinion, one finish.
Hey, she went toe-to-toe with arguably the greatest of all-time female fighter.
Amanda
Nunes.
Okay, that's true. See, like, in terms of that stuff.
And she arguably won.
I thought she won the second one. See,
yes.
In terms of that stuff, that's very, like, that's where I'm like, all right. Now she's clearly shown some skill. Like, that's really where...
And she can handle power, because Amanda hits like a Mack truck.
Of course. But I mean, like, it's not like Amanda landed significantly on Valentina from what I remember in that fight. But still,
that's my point. She can handle a girl who possesses that type of power, who's going to come forward and try to really separate you from your consciousness.
That's definitely fair.
Where, like, a lot of the other females is more like they're fighting, but their technique is not all the way there with the punches. Like, I don't sit down on my punches because my style is to touch and move, touch you up. Max Holloway style. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have a girl like Amanda, who's looking to know, I'm going to sit down, bite down on my mouthpiece, and I'm looking to unload on your face.
It's one of those swangs. Oh, no.
She swangs them things.
Yeah, yeah. And I, but that is a good stylistic matchup for Valentina in the sense that she is, you know,
very good counterfighter. Yeah. She does that hopping thing.
Yeah, no, she's very light on her feet.
Inside kick. And, yo, when she kicks, she doesn't even really, like, turn over. No, she just touch. This is a quick flick, mm-hmm. and then she's out of there. And you go, you start pushing forward. She waits for you to throw that left. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly timed. Nice right check nice hook that she likes to throw.
And she's got very good grappling, I would say. I would say she's a might up. She might even be a better grappler than she is a striker if you see, like, which actually
body locks.
Yeah, good takedowns, good body locks. I think she took Holly Holm down a few times when they fought. Like,
and she's a lot taller, too.
And yeah, Holly Holm's big.
So, and that's my concern. And Holly Holm does have good footwork. So now, yeah, and very I know it said Caitlin has great footwork. Mm-hmm. I think the difference is the fakes and stuff where, you know, Holly's kind of just more here, and then mm-hmm. she's like circling, and she's here, she's here, she's here with her hands like this. And ish. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very like, I don't want to say robotic. Yeah, I think that's the proper term. It's very robotic. And I said the same thing about Jimmy Rivera. I said he's very well schooled mm-hmm. and disciplined. So if you throw something at him, he has
standard responses.
Exactly.
Like programmed.
It's
yeah.
programmed to go. Yeah. Super robotic. I'm like, yo, I can pick that apart because I know what he's going to do.
Exactly. It's you know? It's almost like your best strength is almost your biggest flaw.
Where exactly.
Like, yeah. I like Caitlin chances plus 750, but it's not going to be an easy fight by any means. Valentina,
and she knows that.
Yeah, and that's what I like about that. She again has the right attitude. You know, she's seen Valentina's fights. She's broken them down herself too. So, look, I think this is a very good matchup.
And it's not a lot of people lining up to fight Valentina, and that says something. And when you're like, yeah, I want my shot.
Yeah.
It's for a reason. 100%. You got to know something, or you got to feel something that you could possibly be doing there.
Yeah. So, I mean, wish her the best of luck. You know, I think she's going to do a great job.
She got those tricky head kicks too, man.
Yeah, no. She landed that on, I believe, Carmouche too. Like, same thing.
Yeah. It looked like it dropped her.
It might have, yeah. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. I saw the highlight. Mm-hmm. I was watching the countdown last night. And she clipped her, and the eyes rolled back. It looked like she went down, and the UFC cut it right there. So, I can't really remember. She dropped her all the mm-hmm. way, or she just stumbled.
No, look, Caitlin's a solid fighter.
Hey, point fighters are the dangerous fighters because if you don't put them away or if you don't outpoint them, you're probably going to lose.
You're probably going to lose, yeah.
Because they are so good at point fights. Like Wonderboy. Wonderboy could outpoint anybody. Mm-hmm. Darren Till fight, he outpointed him.
I would
if you
100%.
Count those leg kicks,
oh, really, yeah.
He outpointed the guy who likes to come in and try to knock you out. Mm-hmm. The one shot that Darren Till did land almost put Wonderboy out of there. But again, if you try to point fight a point fighter mm-hmm. or try to... I'm not saying she's trying to point fight a point fighter, but Caitlin's a solid point fighter. That I think she's got the karate style background. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a very big difference.
I think
she'd
get up on the scorecards, definitely. You're right. Like,
yeah, win some rounds and knowing, like, okay, I need to touch her up a couple of times to kind of make it look good.
Exactly.
And make it dominant so I can steal some rounds and get Valentina to get a little bit desperate mm-hmm. that she has to press forward and make mistakes for her.
And then make it easier for Caitlin.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. People who get on the bike like a Dominic Cruz. The one time Dominic Cruz got dominated is when he started to become the chaser instead of letting people chase him.
Absolutely.
Against Cody Garbrandt. Mm-hmm. Cody Garbrandt fought a perfect fight. Counterfighter.
Yeah.
Our next one, this is the people's main event. Is it the people's main event?
Well, it's both.
The GOAT. Arguably the GOAT next to Demetrius Johnson, I would say.
There's a couple people up there.
With Khabib and those guys. There's a lot of people up there. GSP. Man, the list keeps going.
Yeah, yeah.
It just keeps growing. We start naming people.
I'll say GOAT with an asterisk.
Oh.
Come on.
That's fair. John Jones is my guy. He's always going to be my guy.
That's fair.
He's a minus 450 favorite.
Okay.
Wait, whoa.
I'll say he's
shit.
Not mine.
With a record of 25-1, really 26-0. He should be 26-0, not 25-1. We all know that Matt Hamill was bullshit. No. I got to always make sure I put that disclaimer there. Okay. So these are technically two undefeated guys fighting. Dominic Reyes, 12-0. He is a plus 325 underdog. Mm-hmm. Coming off of a huge win
over our boy
Chris Weidman. A fight a lot of people thought he lost it against Volkan Ozdemir.
Yeah.
Ovin St. Preux's decision where he dropped Ovin's at the very end of the round. Mm-hmm. John Jones also fought St. Preux.
Yeah.
And it was a very, I don't want to say close fight, but it was competitive more than I thought it would have been. Where Reyes was a little competitive until the end where he put that exclamation point where he dropped him with that left cross.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I arguably could have finished that right there, too.
Because the way Ovin's fell looked like the fight was over.
If
right
the
there.
Ref
like, wow.
jumped in, no one would have complained, in my opinion.
Word.
Except Ovin's.
Yeah. Now, Reyes, 6'4", 77-inch reach. Yeah. John Jones is 6'4", as well. 84.5-inch reach. Big discrepancy in the reach advantage right there. Always. The longest reach in the game right now. John Jones, 32 years old. The Devastator, I'm about to call him the Dominator. The Devastator is 30 years old in Dominic Reyes. I don't know.
It's interesting. I always like to see an undefeated fighter go in just because they have a lot more confidence. And you can hear, if you listen to Dominic Reyes, he is confident.
Lyoto Machida versus Rashad Evans. Yeah. Two undefeated fighters fighting for the belt. That was the only time that's ever happened.
That's true.
Now we kind of have that again.
Kind of, you're right. I mean, yeah, the only reason John Jones has that loss is for that attempted murder of Matt Hamill. I'm going to argue that's the only reason they made him lose that fight because, yeah that was too devastating. But, I mean, look, Dominic Reyes.
Let's go skill set. Reyes wrestled in high school, which I just found out he had more of an extensive wrestling career than I thought in high school.
Yeah.
But again, it's high school.
He talks about it. He is an athlete, and I think that is a factor. But
John Jones said, let's be real here, buddy. We're all athletes in the UFC.
Look, that's not true, though. I don't think that's completely true. I think a lot of guys more.
I mean, you got Ben Rothwell.
There's a lot of guys that are good. They're fighters, but they're not athletes. Like, GSP was a fighter athlete. I'm not going to name any names that I believe people who are. But there are guys you can think of right now that are not athletic. That I love Derek Lewis. That dude's got the best Instagram in the game. If you're telling me that's an athlete versus DC, an Olympic athlete. Yeah. And
there's levels.
There are levels. And that's what I'm saying. And Dominic Reyes, again, D1. That's significant. A D1 football player wrestled through high school, wrestled and played football through high school. I'm not saying that's going to be the difference in the fight, but I'm saying that is a factor that could be something that we haven't really seen anyone else bring in. We haven't seen many other people bring in.
Yeah.
And that could be a good thing and a bad thing too, because I would say one of the best athletes that John Jones probably fought was DC. And obviously that didn't work out for DC either. So maybe having someone that's going to push him to a more competitive place might actually have John Jones fight a little, fight a little better, maybe more, with a little more fire. Because, recently, you can argue that his most recent fights, he hasn't
looked
as dominant.
But to be fair, that has happened to also GSP. That's a very GSP-esque thing where he was finishing everybody. After he got finished by Matt Serra, he avenged the loss, came back. Mm-hmm. He kind of had a different approach to the fight game.
Yeah, and that's good. That could very much be what John Jones is doing too, just to avoid taking unnecessary damage. But
and setting a record of title defenses that might not ever be broken in our lifetime. Possibly.
How many? Well,
I think he's at 14 or something right now.
Yeah, he does have something.
Came to the UFC 6-0.
Something crazy like that, you're right.
But you know what? One thing he does do very well, he takes care of his body. And you know what else takes care of your body? Hydrocana. So this is a short commercial break for our guys at Drink Hydrocana. Make sure you check these guys out. This is a CBD-infused rehydration drink. Now, it has all the vitamins and essential minerals you need for proper rehydration. So if you have a hangover or you're feeling sick or you're feeling your energy levels are dipping down the tank, drink yourself a shooter from Hydrocana because they will do the job. Go to drinkhydrocana.com. Use my discount code FUNKMASTER for 20% off. Tell them I sent you. Drink Hydrocana.
That's good. I like that.
These are my boys. Get that CBD. But to be fair, John Jones does take very good care of his body. I think the Conor McGregors are looking at a LeBron James, seeing how well and how much money they've invested into just muscle recovery and maintaining your body.
That's smart.
Yeah, they're realizing you have to do that. So I think he's on the path of doing that the right way and everything. Mm-hmm. And just going skill set for skill set, man. John Jones is a phenomenal wrestler, national champ, JUCO as a freshman. Reyes, I don't think he competed as a wrestler in college, just in high school.
Yeah.
There are levels. People were comparing John Jones and DC's wrestling accolades. I would argue that they're very close. If they were to just straight up wrestle, I think it's closer than a lot of people are mistaken for, because I understand DC's accolades, but trust me, DC's older, John is younger.
That's what I'm saying.
And John's IQ of wrestling is still, he could have, in my opinion, I've seen this myself of what he did to people. freak of nature what he was
doing. No, he's a freak athlete.
He's got those long arms.
Of course.
He tooled guys. And I was like, dude, I don't even know. I know we got similar body types, but the stuff you're pulling off is just like next level to returning all Americans and making them just look like child's play.
Yeah. And DC even admitted that too. He's like, yeah, look, if this guy was able to, you know, get his shit together, he could have been, you know, he probably could have been on the same path as DC. Yeah. In fact, like
at least a one-time national champ.
Exactly. If he wanted to. I mean, that seems to be the story of John Jones' life though. No,
just Phil Davis. I've seen him wrestle him.
Really?
When Phil Davis was just starting, bro. Just starting. I'm telling you. Fucking impressive.
Wow. All right. See, I mean, again.
And this is the inside stuff. Yeah, I'm like, no, you guys, right. don't throw dirt on his wrestling accolades. He's fucking good.
No, of course. And that, again, that's what DC was saying. If this guy had the person, if he could take care of all that personal shit, he probably could have gotten D1 and been dominant too. I mean, look.
100%.
But, I mean, you got to. That's the thing with every John Jones fight. You got to think, all right, is this dude doing the right things outside of camp? I think right now, you know, he is. So
he turned over a new leaf.
It seems like it. Yeah.
We would never know.
You'll never know, really. Yeah. But
I like to believe. And I think a focused John Jones. And let's be honest here. The one close fight that he really, really had was who?
Gustafson. And then
what did he do to that man when he came back and fully focused?
All right, there's an asterisk on that one too. They had to move venues for that fight. I'm just gonna
okay.
That's an asterisk.
But based on what we've been told,
again, yeah,
the same thing. I've heard TJ Dillashaw was doing PEDs,
of course,
from years back.
No, you hear his own team were like throwing him under the bus.
Yeah. But I would never go out and start bashing another guy, 100%. Making a living. Obviously, he's fucking cheating.
100%.
But where the smoke, there's fire. But I'm not going to go out there and unless
there's definitive proof.
Exactly. And I'm not going to be the guy who's like, yo, I'm ratting everybody up. I'm like, yo, if you want to cheat, hopefully you get caught. Or if you're fighting me, I'm like, oh, fuck you, motherfucker. 100%. I'm calling you out on it.
100%.
But if it's everybody else, you know, I'm not going to be like, hey, it's not my battle, so I'm not going to go out there and start like. Yeah.
And it's unfair to call someone out unless like there is definitive.
You know.
Exactly. Like that's the thing.
So same. It could be a similar situation. Like people might know, people might not know. Exactly. It might not be true at all. I have no idea.
Yeah. There is still like, that's a problem. Like it's innocent until proven guilty. You know, we can't definitively show that John Jones was doing it unless he even admits it himself, basically. Like,
yeah. I say that with TJ. TJ's like, oh, that was the only fight. Bullshit.
Like, of course, I'm going to call bullshit on that, too. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
If you did it once, I'm going to just assume you've decided to do it. You're not going to just decide one day. All right,
yeah, his whole career trajectory changed after that fight with John Dotson off the Ultimate Fighter.
You're 100% right.
And his physique. Now, with John, I don't think his physique necessarily changed.
There was like a little time in between, like
when he bulked up.
When
OD.
He bulked up, I was like, "All right, what are we doing here,
guys?" I was "Wait, hold up, what's going on right now?"
All
right,
that was a little suspect. But aside from that, no, look, he does. He's a lean, athletic fucking monster. Like, you know, what are you gonna say? Like, and I'm not gonna say the steroids is the difference between him being that monster or not. But regardless, if you did it, you're a cheater. But is that gonna make a difference with the Dominic Reyes fight?
Here's my thing with that. I always say a guy, and I've spoken about this before, a guy like that who parties and does stuff, he's got people that just gives him shit.
Whatever.
And he's just taking it.
That's
like,
very possible, too.
Dude, we've seen that sometimes he dabbles in the white candy.
Nose clams.
Yeah. So sometimes you don't know exactly
what you're getting. Yeah, no, that's true, too. Look, there's a lot of factors like that. It's very unfortunate that it's happened multiple times with John, so it really does put like a bad light on him. Yeah, because I do think if that wasn't an issue, he probably is like undisputed, you know,
greatest of all time.
But that is always going to be an issue with him. But I mean, like this fight, Dominic. I do actually like this fight. I think it's a very interesting fight just to see how well Dominic Reyes comes in, what his plan is. I mean, I'm assuming he's going to want to keep it standing, but.
He said he's going to make sure he lets the ref know. Watch, hey, make sure he closes those fingers because I can't get in on him.
I mean, here's what I'm saying.
And John's like, you're focusing on the wrong thing, man. You're focusing on the wrong thing.
I'd say I
understand both sides.
I agree, exactly.
I understand both sides.
I think that is a smart thing for Dominic Reyes to even point out, though, just in the fact that, like, now if it does happen, now it's like, come on, man. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. This is happening every time at this point. This is purposeful. Like, the way he does it is, here's what I'm saying to avoid that.
Go ahead.
The ref just takes a point immediately.
You have to,
especially if a guy's habitually this is a habitual eye poker. All right. Like on the first eye poke, you're like, nope. And you should tell him in the back too. Look, man, like we hear some shit. We know what you're about. If you poke this dude in the eye once, like that's a point.
Yeah.
And that changes the fight. That changes everything.
Now, how is Reyes beating John? Is he knocking him out?
I think that's his basic. That's his best shot. Yeah.
He's not submitting him. He ain't a fucking jiu-jitsu guy.
Like if he hurts him and then
if he hurts him,
that's one thing. But yeah, I think it's all gonna have to be.
I'm gonna say he's not submitting him.
I'm gonna say probably not. I'm gonna say it all comes down
Vitor. Belfort.
Oh, Jesus. TRT'd Vitor. Could not get it done.
Grabbed his arm while he is dangling from his body. Luckily, did not snap his forearm.
It did break his arm, though.
Like, his elbow, he hyperextended.
Yeah.
And then he picked him up and then dropped him on his head and got his arm out of there. Complete wrong way of ever escaping an armbar.
But he did.
Never do that, folks.
Look, he got it done. Again, John Jones gets it done. But Dominic Reyes is not juiced up Vitor. He's...
Yeah.
Not gonna swing for an arm bar off his back.
And he's probably not throwing up arm bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or anything of the sort.
No. But look, if he can keep it standing, which I think even if he can't keep
it standing. He's got a puncher's chances. 205.
I don't even want to say he's got a puncher's chance. I think he does have it.
He's got a puncher's chance. One thing I haven't seen anybody attack the leg of John.
Yes, that's a big thing.
John attacks your legs first.
Oh, yeah.
We seen Thiago Santos throw that one kick and John slid. Swim,
yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
So I guess we should be doing this more now. Like,
John's like me. We both got skinny-ass fucking legs. I'm like, you start kicking my calves, that's a problem. I can't have you doing that too early in the fight.
And I'm sure John Jones does have answers to it too, but it depends. You know, again, Dominic Reyes might have a good game plan coming in. I don't want to say he has a puncher's chance just because I feel like it sounds almost disrespectful to his chances where like James Toney.
He's got nothing to lose.
Oh, that's true too, but...
He's expected to lose.
You're right.
So in my case, it's like, well, I got to punch his chance. That's the way I look. I'm not saying, like, there's no way he can win unless he catches
him. That's what I just want to avoid. But I definitely think...
imagine him dominating John. I cannot see that. I'm trying to even, like, how?
Look, crazy things have happened. The sport is wild. But I don't see it happening, but... No, I definitely see a possibility of Dominic Reyes hurting him on the feet. I think he's a little more calmer on the feet than John Jones is, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think so.
It's like John just walks down. He's like this.
Well, you do see sometimes
relax.
His reactions when people are throwing him. Sometimes it's that he kind of does a look away, close his eyes. I'm like, all right, that's kind of that's also because I mean,
we've also seen DC do that.
That's true. It's,
and
that
plop didn't work forward and grab a leg and dump a guy on his head.
Okay, that's true.
Which
too.
Is crazy that he gets away with that at
it
that
does,
level.
It does work. That it the does mummy work. Guard.
The mummy
I told
guard.
You, man. That stuff. The that's awesome. Defense. But I hope it's just a good today. Competitive fight.
Yeah, I just feel that there's a lot of tools that John has. He has a lot more variety of strikes that he likes to use.
Yeah.
The oblique kicks, the side kicks.
The kicks.
Front kicks. I seen him hitting the pads. And a couple of those, if he even touches Dom a couple of times, I think Dom's going to realize, shit, I got to make sure I'm really being careful and not walking into one of those that could put me down.
Yeah.
Those front kicks really fuck you up.
Definitely. And that, I mean, he's got that reach again. So, you got to get on the inside to do anything. And those kicks are going to keep him... thinking the whole time, I would say.
Now, here's my thing. Why I lean towards John, because Reyes hasn't necessarily shown me anything in one particular fight where I could be like, he's getting better every single time he steps in there.
Okay.
Or where I could be like, when he's so good at this, this is going to be a problem. Besides the straight left.
Okay.
But he caught Ovince coming off the break of the cage.
Yeah.
He caught
right
Wyman off the...
Off
him sliding right pretty much across the cage as well. And he did a great job parrying Chris's right hand
and then
firing back
and
stinging in with that left cross. So I would give him that he's definitely... John is also a lefty.
John could arguably
fight them both. They could be fighting southpaw. Yeah. So there's a lot of question marks going into this, but I do think John has a lot more tools. If he wants to put him down, Chris put him down relatively easy. If John puts him down, I'm going to say Wyman's jiu-jitsu is way better, but... And I spoke to Chris about this, so I think it's okay that I say this. I just think he made one little mistake in getting his top pressure head over head that he can maintain the control. And he said the same thing. He's like, I felt like I didn't do something right. And then when I showed him, it was kind of one of those things where he was like, I knew I
that
just fucked up that one
little
position.
Difference,
And that could have been the difference between him riding him out for the entire round and possibly submitting him, or... you know, at least the fight going into the second round. Yeah.
And John's a big 205er. If he does get it to the ground, you know, it is bad news for Dominic.
Working his jiu-jitsu a lot.
Definitely.
So.
I mean, recently he hasn't shown his takedown game very well, John Jones.
But he's been wanting to prove a point.
Allegedly.
These guys where they're supposed to be. He fought Thiago Santos completely standing. Yeah. I don't think he even made an attempt for a takedown.
Not that I remember. But I remember he did shoot on Anthony Smith, and Anthony Smith was making it difficult. Like, he was not going down. Like, so it's going to be
a strange fight.
He's a strange, yeah.
His style is like almost like let you punch yourself out and then try to come
and
back.
Now, yeah.
It has worked, but it's not a
it might not be the most technically proficient style.
Yeah.
But look, he's a tough guy. I don't know what game plan John's going to go in with this fight. If he decides,
I think he said he's going to beat him standing.
Then I think
Reyes has a shot.
Reyes has got a shot. So again, I just hope it's a good fight. I don't want to see
a duck.
A duck. No.
If it's a duck, I'm gonna be pissed.
I would be annoyed. But look, if Dominic Reyes can get the upset, obviously that's freaking huge regardless.
Yeah.
But if it's like one of those John Jones five rounds, like the last couple he's had where he's just kind of cruising, and then then I want to see him up at heavyweight. I want to see him like really test himself.
Yeah, if he's going to make it look so easy if to it's the point be like that he's not even trying.
Where he's cruising, like, then I'd be like, all right, we got to see him fight someone that's going to really make me question. Like, all right, how's John going to do this one?
I agree. All right. I mean, I think that's pretty much it, man. We're not going to go too crazy with the length. I like the shorter podcast anyway. It's easier to listen to for you guys and easier for me to edit. lot easier to edit.
Yeah, I got
to
get to work.
Oh, yeah. You got to go open up the gym. I'm going to go head to the gym after I get this up.
Look at this.
We're out here grinding, man, because I'm out here grinding. Go work on my wrist control. Oh, one more thing. We didn't even talk about the nasty submission James did. I completely forgot. Dislocated the entire guy's arm.
Yeah, the mirror.
The mirror lock.
Oh.
Yeah, just another shout out to him.
Again,
man.
Yeah, that and was vicious.
And I've been in that submission with him.
He's tired.
And I was like, yo, bro, what are you doing to my arm? Push in, give up the position, give up the sweep. And hopefully he just takes something else instead of trying to rip my goddamn arm.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
But other than that, man, super pumped up for our team.
Yeah, I thought it was a good morale boost for everyone.
Exactly. Great way to start 2020.
Yes, sir.
We got the one-leg bandit, Darnell East. In the PT room, trying to get that little leg strong again. Take my strong leg. he's working right now. He can hear me. I can hear him giggling.
Whole gym's out there. They're putting in work. I love it. I love seeing that.
We're grinding, man. We're grinding. There's something in the water over here. We're about to get back on top.
Yes, sir.
Again, if you guys like my shit, subscribe to my shit. Well, guess what? Spinning back fist, motherfucker. Bitches. Drop a comment. If you like my shit, subscribe to my shit. Take it easy. Hey, we gotta do another technique breakdown. If you guys have a specific technique you wanna see, let me know. Drop it in the comments. I will be sure to address it and get something up this week. Also, let me know your picks for the main event. Actually, let's do the main card. Let me know your picks in the comments below for the main event. I keep saying the fucking main event. For the main card, drop your picks. I'll drop my picks in the description section or something like that.
Perfect.
And
that's what I like to hear.
So take it A's. OS, old school, baby. Take it A's.